Okay, so OpenClaw just shipped 2.0, and it's basically doing the thing I kept saying it should do, turning a personal coding agent into something a team can actually run together.
Right.
The viral moment was March. Everyone's local harness, everyone's running it in their terminal. But the weekend drop, version 2026.8.1, they're calling it 2.0, completely rewires the pitch. Multiplayer sessions, cloud execution, a whole new control UI built around conversations instead of settings and config panels.
Yeah, I've been reading the notes. Persistent workspaces that outlive a single terminal. Sessions you can hand off between team members without losing context. That's actually a different product from what shipped in March.
Completely different. And here's the part that matters for enterprises. They're calling it shared infrastructure now, not a personal agent. An agent session becomes a work artifact. You don't message a bot and hope someone else can see what happened. You both open the same live session. You see the history, the files, the diffs, the approvals, all in one place.
The UI redesign is the enabling move there.
Exactly. They shifted from an overview-first interface to conversations as the primary pane. Files, approvals, settings, agent activity all around it. It's basically ChatGPT-shaped, which sounds boring until you realize that's the whole enterprise adoption play. An employee doesn't need to learn a terminal or a config panel. They ask the agent to do work, they watch it happen, they approve or intervene, and non-technical people can actually use it.
But the observability is still there underneath.
Yes. Tool calls paired with results. File changes as focus diffs. Terminal activity visible. Long-running tasks alongside the conversation. You get simplicity on the surface and full visibility if you need it. That's a hard design problem and they landed it.
Okay, I'll bite. Where's the catch?
Security. They added a lot of it. Role-based permissions, sandboxing, secrets handling, audit trails, approval escalation. But the article explicitly says it's not enforced by default. You have to actually configure it. And shared agents are fundamentally different from personal ones. An agent running on your laptop does what you tell it. An agent in a shared workspace potentially acts with organizational authority.
Right, and that's where the NanoClaw comparison comes in. NanoClaw's whole pitch is, assume the agent misbehaves, isolate it with containers. OpenClaw 2.0 is saying, trust the operator to configure permissions correctly. Those are different security models. OpenClaw is not wrong, but it puts the burden on whoever's deploying it.
So it's not like they're claiming, now it's magically safe for hostile users.
No, they're not. And I think that's actually honest. But enterprises are going to read stronger sandboxing, role-based permissions, and assume it's solved. The real story is, it's solved if you understand what you're deploying and you configure it correctly. That's a distribution problem, not a technical one.
But the multiplayer sessions piece, that solves a real operational gap. Long-running agents need shift changes, escalation, handoffs. If agent state is trapped in one person's terminal, you either lose it or you rebuild it manually. OpenClaw saying, the session I is the handoff document. The session itself became the artifact.
That's genuinely useful.
Right? For coding teams especially. You don't have to export context, reconstruct what the agent did, prep a handoff memo. You both open the same live workspace and you're inside the same context. That's a product win.
The adoption story is interesting too. You've got teams already using OpenClaw through Discord. Developers could assign tasks, run commands, interact with their dev environment from Slack-like channels. But that felt like messaging a bot. The new multiplayer web UI changes that because two developers can open the same live session, see the same history and artifacts, and add information without exporting or reconstructing. That's a real behavioral shift.
And that's how you move from personal productivity tool to infrastructure. The session becomes the thing, not the terminal or the chat channel. For enterprises, that's a meaningful boundary.
The question now is, does this actually ship into production teams at scale? Or does it stay in the engineering forward niche? The UI redesign lowers the barrier. Employees don't need to be comfortable with a terminal anymore. But deployment still requires someone who understands what they're doing with security and permissions.
That's always the case with open source infrastructure. You need an operator. But I think the product boundary is now clear enough that enterprises can at least ask the right questions. Can we run this as a shared layer for our team? Do we have the security model right? Can we hand off work without losing context? Those are answerable now in a way they weren't in March.
Fair. And the release is broad enough that it's not just UI theater. They touched installation, messaging, memory, skills, models, automations, security, plugins. That's a real stability and capability pass, not a rebrand.
Exactly. This is a shipping update, not a hype update. OpenClaw's been around for a while, the viral moment cooled off, and they just made the product better and moved it toward the use case that actually makes sense for enterprises. That's honestly refreshing.
Yeah.
So if you're running a coding team and you've been curious about agents but you didn't want to bet on a personal harness, this is probably worth a serious look now. Just make sure you understand the security model before you deploy it to anyone who doesn't already trust the people next to them.